Secrets. A Eureka Leverage Crossover Fic. Written by Partly and read by Litra. Summary. Elliot doesn't want to go to Eureka. Sheriff Jack Carter pulled his Jeep up behind a car parked over on the side of the road. Its hood was up, and a lithe blonde leaned against the side, talking to someone working on the engine. A quick check showed it to be a rental with no flags. So he flipped on the electronic surveillance and headed over to the disabled car. Helping people was the part of the job that Carter liked best. A small slice of normality in the crazy that was Eureka. "There's a town just down the road, Elliot," the blonde was saying.
"I'm not going there, Parker," came the growled response. "I'm too close as it is."
Carter cleared his throat as he walked up. The blonde, Parker, spun to face him, her defensive stance setting off all of Carter's warning bells. He should have known normal was too much to hope for.
"Anything I can do to help?"
Parker glanced towards her unseen companion. "I don't think so, Sheriff." The stress on the word sheriff brought the man, Elliot, around to the side of the car. Everything about Elliot screamed dangerous, and Carter was suddenly feeling very exposed. Neither of them did anything overtly threatening, though, so Carter just smiled and tried to project harmless, channeling as much Andy Griffith down-home charm as possible.
"Afternoon, Sheriff." Elliot wiped greasy hands on his pants as he spoke.
"Eureka's got the best mechanic in the state," Carter said. "I'm sure Henry can fix it up good as new."
"Thanks, but no."
Elliot spun and slammed the hood shut.
"We'll be good for 100 miles or so on my fix."
Carter nodded politely and did a quick survey of the car. He couldn't see a reason to detain them. To be honest, Carter was happy to let them get out of his jurisdiction before that changed.
"Take care, then," he said,
taking a step back and clearly permitting them to go. Then all hell broke loose. 3 cars screamed down the road, screeching to a halt around them. A GD helicopter appeared over the trees, hovering above them. Before the lead car had even stopped, Joe jumped out, gun ready, and pointed at Elliot. Elliot hadn't moved a muscle since the first sign of trouble. Parker looked confused, and obviously was letting Elliot take the lead. Carter fought to keep up.
"Don't move, Spencer."
Joe didn't even look at Carter.
"Or better yet, do move."
She racked around into the chamber of the shotgun she carried.
"Deputy Lupo," was Elliot's drawled response. "I can see we're picking up where we left off, although this is a little extreme even for you."
"Don't think you're just going to walk away this time." Joe moved closer, and an entire JD TAC team appeared out of the other vehicles. Elliot tilted his head at her.
"You think you can stop me?"
He tensed as if preparing to take on the whole squad.
"Whoa, wait a minute here."
Carter held up his hands.
"Maybe someone should take the time to fill me in on what's happening here?"
"He's a thief, Jack, and I'm arresting him."
"I didn't steal anything," Elliot said. "I merely returned the device to its rightful owner. It didn't belong to Global, and Sheriff Cobb dropped the charges once the facts were known."
Joe growled. "Well, Cobb isn't sheriff anymore."
"No, I'm sheriff," Carter stepped between Joe and Elliot. "And no one is arresting anyone until I say so."
He took a deep breath and continued.
"Joe, is there an active warrant out for this man?"
Joe frowned. "None in the U.S. Carter raised an eyebrow at that.
"So nothing in our jurisdiction, then?"
He turned towards Elliot.
"Perhaps you could tell us what you're doing here, just to put everyone's mind at ease?" "There was a detour on Highway 2. If it were up to me, I wouldn't be within 100 miles.
Joe snorted at that, and Elliot shot her a look that would have gotten any other man killed. Carter made sure to keep between them.
"I got notice on that detour this morning."
He held up a hand to stop whatever argument Joe had.
"How about we search your car? If it's clean, you can go." Fine by me.
As the JD team did the search, Carter crossed over to Joe. She didn't lower the shotgun until he pushed the barrel down.
Is there something I should know?
At Joe's glare, he held up his hands.
Fine, but we can't arrest him just because you're pissed at him.
The JD team leader crossed over to them.
The car's clean. Neither him nor the girl have any JD technology.
He gave a signal, and the TAC team piled back into the cars and left.
So we can go?
Asked Elliot.
I've got no reason to hold you, Carter said.
When both Elliot and Joe continued to stare at each other, Carter took the shotgun from Joe and walked over to lean against the car next to Parker.
You know what that's about? He asked her.
Not a clue.
Elliot and Joe took a step towards each other. For a second, Carter thought they were going to kiss. Instead, Joe threw a series of punches that, much to Carter's surprise, Elliot managed to evade. Instead of hitting back, Elliot leaned in towards Joe and said something that Carter couldn't hear. This time, Joe's slap landed solidly on his face. Then she spun, stalked to her car, and left. Elliot grinned at Carter as he walked back to the car, rubbing his cheek.
She hasn't changed.
Carter watched them drive off before returning to his Jeep. He set Joe's shotgun in the back seat and wondered how dangerous it would be to push her to tell him what that was about. After a second, he decided that he'd start out with talking to Vincent at Cafe Diem. Eureka might be a top-secret government facility, but some secrets couldn't be kept.